Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Remember, everything should always be shared in front of the patient. We're not trying to hide anything from the patient, talk behind their back. So we try to have these open conversations directly in front of the patient so they hear us talking about it. So if they have objections or concerns or they remember things differently, they can bring it up.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. This week, I'm once again joined by my even more lovely, but yet older, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
That was nice.
How are you doing, Meredith?
Good. How are you?
Good. How old is Anna Scott again? You know, I just want everybody, I know how old Anna Scott is, okay? I just like doing it because for so long we talked about, are you going to have your baby? And then I was like, you just had a baby. And at some point she's like, you know, that was a year ago and all of that. So listen.
I'm back to myself again.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't think that exists. Listen, very rarely in dentistry is there something that you can do that's very, very, literally very simple that you can implement right away that will drive some revenue or some decent revenue in your practice. But also it's so important because it will start lessening the chaos in your practice. And that's exactly what we want to talk about today. And for the first time probably ever, we're going to talk about a CDT code on our podcast. My God, what's happened?
Should we just rename the whole podcast?
What's going on?
Dental billing, clinical. No. We're getting crazy over here.
And the code we're going to talk about is the D0150,
yes,
the comprehensive exam, or what we often refer to as the new patient exam.
Yeah.
Now, what dentists and team members often forget or don't realize is that the 0150 code is not just for new patients, but it can be used to reestablish a patient every 3 years. So that means if somebody's been coming to your office for 15 years, you should have used the D0150 code 5 times on them over those 15 years. And why does that matter? Why does that matter, Meredith?
Well, I think one of the most important things, it can be a pro or a con, no matter how you look at it, but it slows us down.
Yeah.
You know, and I think most people, hygienists, want to look at the con of, it slows me down. I don't have time for it. Yeah. But the pro is it slows us down. And sometimes we need to slow down to speed up.
Yeah,
right?
We talk about that
so
all the time.
Yeah. So I think it's a really good way to reset for each patient in the practice.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the other thing as the dental business owner is I would like that extra $15 to $20 per patient every 3 years. So, you know, and if you think about it, if you have a mature practice and you've never used this code except when they are truly a new patient in your practice, that means this next year you can probably use this code on 2,000 patients.
Yeah.
And if you got $20 on 2,000 patients, you've got $20 more on 2,000 patients for simply
appropriately using the right code, that's $40,000 to $50,000 a year that you can add to your top line and therefore your bottom line because there's no cost in doing this right away.
Yeah.
So I personally think that's amazing. Uh-huh. And it's a win-win situation for your practice. One, you'll drive immediate revenue. And two is, as Meredith says, it will force you to slow down and truly do a more comprehensive exam on your patients. And so I do want to, before we get into some of the details on this, I do want to say this. Our goal isn't to just use this code and do everything the way we've always done it. You can do that. I'm pretty sure probably ethically and legally you can do that. But our goal is to get rid of the chaos in the practice. And when we do, what we know is that when we slow down, we give patients a choice, we ask their permission, we give them a chance to say yes to the best, we will diagnose more, we will have more treatment accepted, and we will do more dentistry on less patients, and that will lessen the chaos, and only good things will happen from that.
Yeah. So before we get into it, I wanted to mention from a admin perspective that we have D0150 as two different codes in our software. One is a new patient and one is an existing patient comprehensive. And that is really just for us, but to insurance, it's the same code.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, what we do in the system is we have D0150.1, D0150.2.
Yes.
The dot, they both get submitted to insurance as D0150, but the .1 are true new patients, new to our practice, never seen them before. And the .2 would be reestablishing a patient. So that way, when we run our D0150 codes, it doesn't look like we had 400 or 200 new patients last month when we really only had 45 or so new patients. So that way we can kind of distinguish that. So from a accounting perspective, on a code accounting perspective, I think it's important to set that up. And so we do that same thing for limited exams as well. So we can distinguish limited exams on existing patients and limited exams on new patients. Mm-hmm.
And then we also have an exploding code for existing comprehensive. So this is where I kind of wanted to run by you. What all is included in that and what do we do on these existing comprehensive exams?
Yeah, so I think, Howard, thank you for asking the question. And basically it's truly a new patient exam, but you know, you don't have to do as much chit chat with the patient because you know these patients for a long time.
It's honestly more comfortable because now you do know them. Yes.
Yeah. And basically what we're doing is we're putting them through a modified new patient process. And what does that look like? We're taking their full series of photographs. So in our practice, that's six digital photographs. That's a full face photograph, a smile photograph, a retracted with the teeth slightly separated photograph, an upper arch photograph, a lower arch photograph, and then a photograph, what we call a hygiene photograph, which is the number one area of calculus buildup, which is the linguals or the backs of the lower front teeth. So patients can kind of see the areas that they're missing from a hygiene perspective. So first and foremost, we've got to take photographs on these patients so that way we can share with them. It's show and tell. Photographs are all about, you know, I don't know about you, Meredith, that they did this one because you're so young. certainly, you know, 15 years younger than me.
Yes.
My favorite time in school used to be show and tell.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We had show and tell.
Yeah. So you had show and tell, right?
Yeah.
And it was our opportunity to
now
kind of
they
share
probably
things.
Don't. They probably just say, pull up your favorite thing on YouTube.
Exactly. So I loved show and tell as a kid. One, be able to share what I liked in show and tell to my classmates, but also to see what other people were doing and see the cool stuff they were doing or not so cool stuff they were doing. And photographs are a form of show and tell to our patients. We can show them and tell them exactly what we see and have the confidence that we're not making it up because or sound like we're making it up because literally show them.
Yeah. If I ever have to bring Anna Scott to work, I'm going to be like, I thought today was show and tell day.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Let me show and tell the group.
To all the patients.
In fact, we should bring her right here and sit her on the little on the
I
little
wanted
stool.
To make a reel out of her in my spot and say you were babysitting her for the day.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Nobody will believe that. So in addition to photographs, we want to take a new CBCT. So for those of you that the patients are due for a CBCT, or even if, honestly, if they're not due for a CBCT, but they've had one within the last 6 months, use that existing CBCT. Have a new CBCT so you can do a full diagnostics and look through everything. And then we want to have the necessary intraoral x-rays. And then optional, not optional in my practice, but optional maybe in your practice, is we take digital impressions on these patients, so that way we can show them how their bite comes together. We can show them different things on their teeth, and we can show them orthodontic simulations. There's so many things you can do with the right digital impression system so that we can do that. So basically, we're taking all of our records all over again.
Yeah. So I think from there, it's a really good clinical reset. Yeah. But I think as an admin team member, we can also use this as an admin reset as well, whether it's the clinical team member doing it or if you have a treatment coordinator. But I would like to say this doesn't happen, but I know that it does. There's a lot of times tons of treatment and charts that are just left open, or it ended up turning into something worse and we never deleted or declined the treatment. You know, we never declined the filling when it turned into a crown, or we didn't need a root canal, but it's still just lingering in there as
potential
pending.
Root canal, yeah.
So just use that as a time to go in and
reject
decline,
or close, or decline
all the treatment, and then re-treatment plan what is presented for that day. Because some of this stuff sits in here, you know, for 5 years.
And you know, the consultants come to us, you know, you have millions of dollars
in pending treatment. Yeah.
Well, no joke, because 3/4 of it never ended up being needed.
Right.
Or whatever it may be, right? Or we have alternatives. You can bridge or an implant, your treatment plan, both.
Yeah.
And so that's a great point, Meredith.
And that's really hard to do. As a treatment coordinator, you know, you want to go in and clean up all of these old treatment plans, but it's really hard to do on patients, one, you've never seen.
Yep.
You're like digging through. It's so time consuming. You're digging through what's been done, what needs to be done, reading through notes. So just use that when you're seeing these patients as a reset.
Yeah.
Almost clean up their account.
Blank their chart.
Yeah. Clean up their account, their charts reset, their diagnostics, all of their clinical conversations, life.
Write them checks if you owe them money.
Right.
Get them to write two checks if they owe you money.
See how life is going. Yeah. Maybe they're, you know, all of a sudden they bring up sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a good reality check of a reset.
Yeah.
In all aspects. Treat them like a new patient, you know?
This is super important to truly established dentists. And what I mean by established dentist, I think, you know, typically about the 6, 7, 8 year mark, you really kind of get your sea legs underneath you and your practice is pretty established. You have long lasting relationships. And, you know, for me, it's 25 years now that I've been a dentist and 24 years in my own practice. And so I've literally have some patients I've been seeing for 23 years, 24 years. And at some point you still have
your number one patient.
I do. It's amazing.
I know.
And so, you know, we do need to do that reset.
Yeah. Okay?
So let's talk a little bit about some of the hurdles and challenges, and maybe let's kind of just walk through what one of these appointments would look like.
Yeah. So I think the hurdles and challenges are on our end, right? We're always worried about it. And the patient, I don't think they know any different.
Yeah.
I think to them, they're just like, wow, they were so thorough with me today and they spent a lot of time with me.
Yeah. I mean, let's think about it this way. If you went to your physician and they said, hey, Meredith, you know, look, you've had a baby, you've had life changes, you're certainly 10 years older than when you started seeing me.
Right.
I think it's a good time for us to take a reset on your overall
health. Get all of your blood work.
And get everything and get a good baseline and treat you as if you're brand new to our practice. How would you react to that?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, they actually care.
Yeah.
Because think about technology, what they're doing now for new patients versus, okay, a pediatrician, for example, they checked Anna Scott's eyes with like a laser thing the other day. I was like, I know they didn't do that when I was a child.
I want that for me.
Yeah, I was like, can you do mine
like
next?
I can't barely see anymore. Maybe that's like, why I'm not putting so good anymore.
I was like, what? They were like, we just need to check her eyes. I was like, how are you going to do that? She can't read. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of reading off of the thing. They just like put these light lasers in her eyes.
Yeah, so... And that's part of this, like, is things have changed in dentistry.
Yeah.
And you've been seeing these patients for years. And you owe it to them to do a reset on them. Mm-hmm. So let's walk through what this appointment looks like. I think, to me, the first step is I don't want to schedule the patient for this until I get a chance to frame the next visit. In other words, if you called me, let's say you were overdue or something happened, and you called our office on the phone, I wouldn't schedule you straight up for a reestablished comp exam. I would let you come in for your recall, and then that way I could see you. And I, as the dentist, would then say to Meredith, you know, during my normal recall exam, I'd say, hey, Meredith, look, it's been 9 years I've been seeing you in the office, okay? And it's been 9 years, and so much has changed in dentistry, and so much has changed in your mouth. And it's been 9 years since we kind of take a look at the whole thing. Now, I know I've been checking things along the way, and catching things if they become a problem, but I'd love to offer you the opportunity to take a look at everything from scratch. It's not going to cost you anymore.
But I was going to say, that sounded expensive.
Yeah, but it's not going to cost you anymore. Okay. And this way we can just look at everything and reestablish a new baseline with most modern technology and the most modern diagnostics we have.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's what you can expect when you come in next time.
Okay.
So we frame the conversation now. This way Meredith now knows the next time she comes in, we're going to be reestablishing her as a comprehensive patient, taking a look at everything. And this way, if Meredith be kind of that patient that pushes back or has questions or has a little bit of a wall up that may say, well, you know, any number of things to me.
I'm not really interested in doing any more than what we've been doing.
Okay, I totally get it, Meredith. Totally your choice. We can continue as status quo. Now, what that tells me is that if I see something that's concerning, then I can kind of use that as a way to say, you know, Meredith, a lot has changed. I totally respect where you're coming from. Yeah. And I've heard that before, you know, that empathy part of it, right? Mm-hmm. And then say, but I'm seeing lots of changes and I think it'd be a really good idea to do it. And really, a lot of times there's a reason, you know, the patient's putting up this wall. And that wall typically comes up because of money or because they feel like they're going to be sold anything. And that's my option. That's a trust issue. And that's my opportunity to reestablish trust. And so, Meredith, I totally get it. At the end of the day, we're going to honor your decision. Okay, but I'm seeing changes. For many of my other patients, this has been a great opportunity for them to get a baseline. At the end of the day, there's no cost, no obligation. And I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want you to see what I see.
Yeah.
So we have a new baseline. But if you're not ready for that, I totally get it.
Yeah.
And you can say, I'm not ready for it. Just say, I'm not ready for
it. I'm not ready for that.
Totally got it. Got it. We'll make sure that we put you in as a regular, normal recall, and we'll keep everything status quo.
Okay.
Okay? No problem.
Yeah.
But now in the back of my head, I know Meredith is not ready.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So, and as a well-trained team member, I hear you say this multiple times and multiple times, right? And I'm the one who's kind of setting you up for that, or looking to, as a hygienist, I would be scheduling my patients in the back. So I would be seeing, okay, hey, the next time we could be doing a 3-year comp exam, existing patient comp exam. So at the end of our, when I'm filling out my daily tracker for the next appointment, right? At the end of our exam, I may say something like, hey, Dr. A, Elizabeth here is at her next appointment. I'd really like to take all of our records again, kind of just have a reset. Yeah. Baseline, and I'd like for you to sit down with her and kind of talk through everything just so we all know we're on the same page.
Yeah, and that is a great transfer from a team member reminding me as the dentist in my busy day running from room to room or whatever it is.
I just want to mention that I think it starts with the doctor leading us, right? But then as a well-trained team member, that's something that I would usually notice anyways, right? Because you're not scrolling through the schedule.
No, definitely not. I don't know.
Somebody would have to preempt you.
I can't remember
you.
what day it is.
Right. So, but I think just relaying that so you're sharing it with you in front of the patient is a really good way to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, everything, you know, I think that's a great point. Remember, everything should always be shared in front of the patient. We're not trying to hide anything from the patient, talk behind their back. So we try to have these open conversations directly in front of the patient so they hear us talking about it. So if they have objections or concerns or they remember things differently, they can bring it up.
Yeah.
And we want to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's kind of it. Last thing on that before we move forward is when Meredith gave me pushback, I didn't immediately say, no problem, we won't do that.
Right.
You know, I
shared the why.
I tried again.
Yeah.
You know, I tried one. It's like, you know.
Softly.
Right. No, of course. Yeah. Right. You know, it's not a hard push. You know, that's like if you ask somebody out, for example, and they say, no, I assume you'd say, are you sure?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd say jokingly. Maybe
are
that's,
you sure? You really don't like me?
You don't even know. I remember, I love this saying.
Just take rejection.
I was in San Francisco visiting my older cousin brother, and they have this wharf market, something down there before the homeless people took over, I'm sure. There was this Asian guy in there that would be selling his little food stall. He goes, don't deny before you try. So I'm going to get a sign that says, don't deny me before you try me.
No, thank you. You're going to stay outside your own office?
No, I'll just anywhere I go. If we get a t-shirt. Can you give me a t-shirt with that made on it? If you're listening and you make t-shirts, can you send me an extra large t-shirt that says, don't deny me before you try me so I can wear it?
Or bougie but worth it.
I don't even know how to spell bougie. So let's keep going, okay? So you frame the appointment for the next time they come in. And then as we kind of started the conversation earlier, is we take all the records. And so this way your hygienist has their mindset that we're taking these records. And you know, we have to prioritize the records. The photos should literally take 5 or 6 minutes. The CBCT should be taken on the way in. We already said the digital impression is optional. In our practice, it's not because we have a digital impression machine in every operatory. You know, and then it's really that opportunity to give our patients a chance to say yes to the best and go through the show and tell process. And the show and tell process really starts with the photography. At the end of the day, for nearly 19 years of my practice, we didn't have digital impressions in our hygiene rooms. We did everything from photographs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all the dentistry I'm talking about can be diagnosed from photographs. You can have that conversation and gain acceptance from your patient using photographs. So, you know, all the other stuff is certainly optional, very, very helpful, but optional. So then you take your records and then you sit your patient up and you have that treatment conversation. Hey, Meredith, I know when you came in last time, we talked to you, gave you a heads up that we're going to do a little show and tell, and I want to take you on a tour of your mouth. And when I say this, it could be me, the hygienist, the assistant, whoever it is.
But it starts with the doctor.
Yeah, I can do it, right? If the doctor's unable to do it in a whole, then how can they expect team members to do it? You got to be able to do what you got to be able to lead by example, right?
Right.
It's amazing. You finished my words for me. By the way, you have such nice teeth today.
Thank
At what point are we going to have real ones on there?
I just could live in temps forever,
No, you can't. And so I want to take this opportunity to show and tell what we're seeing. And you literally pop up the pictures. Meredith, is there anything about this picture that stands out to you?
Not anymore, but before these tips, man, oh man.
Well, one of the things I happen to notice, Meredith, is there's a little bit of inflammation that I would really like you to do a little better with. And so maybe some warm salt water rinses, a little bit more flossing. I know you're in temp, so you can't floss. So maybe a water pick would be helpful there to help make that those gums and that look super healthy, right?
Maybe we should consult my surgeon who did my crown with me.
So things like that, right? You know, anything about this. And then you just kind of keep kind of going through the pictures. And so I'm noticing some older dentistry, Meredith, that's been there for a long time. Meredith, do you remember when the last time you got one of these silver fillings put in?
Oh, gosh, I was probably in middle school.
So that was 25, 30 years ago.
I'm only 32.
25 years ago, okay? So, yeah, that was like
20 years ago.
Okay, makes you feel better. Meredith, that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know, that lasted a long time.
And we have a lot, you know, and it's probably honestly, Meredith, outlived its useful life.
Okay.
Now would be a good time to consider being proactive in getting something like this taken care of before it becomes a bigger problem.
Okay. Yeah. And in those pictures, it looks kind of ugly.
Yeah. So,
and you know, that's what I care about.
I know very much so. And so we'll put a plan together to get this older dentistry updated. And that way you can take a look at it and make, you know, make the choices that work best for you.
Okay.
So, and then you literally just go through the photographs like this, and it's amazing how much easier this is on patients you have established trust and rapport with. And one thing I want you to notice is I'm not doing a present. I hate it when people call it treatment case presentation.
Yeah.
Because then they get in front of the patient and they just talk.
Educate.
They just talk.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a sermon.
Yeah. there's some dentists that might make some good preachers if the dentistry doesn't work out, right?
They'll never close anything as a preacher.
Nobody will ever join their church.
But, you know, you talk slow. It's all the things we talk about on the podcast, you know. And so this is an amazing opportunity. And what happens because you have pre-existing trust with these patients is now they're more likely to say yes. And they're more likely to be like, you know what, I've heard you talk about this for years. Thank you for taking the chance to show me everything. Let me at least just look at it and then make a decision. And it's amazing when you give them a chance to sit in front of a dedicated treatment coordinator who takes the time to confirm trust, to show them before and afters, to help them, you know, find out how they can afford this into their life. It's amazing how many of these patients say yes, especially these established patients in your practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the next thing you know is you're seeing half the number of patients doing the same, if not more, revenue, and you're doing more of the dentistry injury you do. And you're creating new problems in your practice. Yep. If you ever think that you're going to run out of problems, you're wrong.
Right. we can help you find them.
There'll be just new, different problems
that
you can choose to fix or not fix. And it's pretty amazing what can happen. So our point in this week's episode is the D0150 code. You should be using that every 3 years to reestablish or reset a baseline comprehensive exam with your existing patients. Listen, gang, I need your help. Look, we do this podcast week in, week out. And we do it from love, and we'll continue to do it even if you don't help me. But where I need your help is I am insistent that we double our podcast reach in 2024, and I need your help to do that. I need you to grab somebody's phone at work and subscribe this podcast on their Spotify or Apple Podcast account. Or is there something else? Do people use anything else?
I think that's all people use.
Okay, really? Those two.
Yeah.
And subscribe to the podcast. Start sending out text messages. Share this, our YouTube, on to your team members. Say, hey, watch this YouTube video, because I promise you our podcast will help every person in your practice and every one of your dental friends, help them become better.
And leave a review so I can give you a shout out.
We need more reviews too. We're stuck at 155 or whatever the number is. So leave us some reviews. If it's been a few years, leave us a review again. We are committed to making our podcast better. And I need a little bit of...
love. You need some love.
Love. I need a little love from you guys on that. So thank you for listening. And we'll see everybody next week or next month at the 3D Summit in Nashville. And it's sold out, so you can get live stream tickets for $395 where you can live stream it and watch the recordings. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Thanks, and see you guys later.